Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
First, I want to go back to Urbana and look at these young folks, and God's kingdom is going to go no matter what, mm-hmm. go on. And they come together at Urbana, and I'm trying to show you this so you can see who actually Francis Chan's talking to, because he's going to be talking in a moment. But take a look. This is Urbana, and what they're doing is they're coming together. Take a look.
When I leave Urbana here, I expect to learn something new, and that I leave with a different mentality back to my hometown.
I never would have expected myself to be here. If you had asked me 5 years ago if I was going to be in ministry or if I was going to be at Urbana, I would have told you no. And I think the story that I could tell to people would just be how God completely 180'd my life. I think that story is just more magnificent, and it's getting more and more interesting as every day passes.
We're at Urbana!
And I'm going to be your coach for the week.
All right, Urbana, are you ready to get started?
We've had the opportunity to just gather together and worship in the languages of everyone, and there's nothing like standing next to my brother and sister who is of a different ethnicity than me and worshiping in their language.
Right now they're looking at what that next step is, and it's a really critical time to be trying to figure out what God's will might be for your life, whether that means you're integrating missions into some other career or you're looking into a career in mission, period. God can use you either way and will use you in a huge way.
God has been doing amazing things, expanding our worldviews and just opening our eyes to what the global church is and how there is a need for us to be part of that.
She realized the purpose of her life is to pour out her heart in sacrificial, selfless, satisfying devotion to Christ.
We are not watching alone. Jesus stands with us, watches with us.
At the end, we will have the victory.
Matthew, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him.
God is not looking for spiritual giants. God is looking for those who carry spiritual lamps that will shine for him.
The direction is scary, you know, where God wants you to be. I'm so used to living comfortable where I could just sit at home and watch TV all day. That's not what I'm called to do as a Christian. You know, I'm supposed to stand up for justice. And that's what this conference has, you know, showed me a lot.
For me, with like the technological skill that I've been blessed by God to have, it can be used to impact people's lives. It can be used to change people's hearts and show people God's kingdom.
I am with you. It doesn't matter what the cost is. We are family.
God is calling me to share my story with other people. I really feel that here in Urbana, because I have that community and support group. That's important to me, because the struggles that we go through, we all need to be together, united, as one.
You can freely dignify every person, because that is what God does.
Urbana. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And we are here asking God for more workers.
The commitments I feel like God has recalled me is definitely going back to my roots, my Latin American roots, and definitely see the issues that are going on there.
Like, what direction is God leading me in my life? What does he have to say to me? Do I have what it takes to say yes?
Wisdom allows mistakes. It also combines learning with prayer, with submission to God and passion to serve others.
Brothers and sisters, you and I are called to tell God's beautiful story, not just on our comfortable campuses, not just in our neighborhoods, but also to the ends of the earth.
I found freedom!
Right.
Yes. Yes! I found forgiveness!
Yes!
I found wholeness!
Yes!
I found the joy!
Yes!
From salvation!
Yes!
There's been an overemphasis on faith to the point that we sort of sometimes throw our chest out. Faith in God's mercy just requires just a teeny, teeny bit of faith. But it's not your faith, it's His mercy that gets it done. This ought to take a load off your shoulders. If you come up against something that's overwhelming, if you come up against something that's threatening, don't necessarily worry about your faith, worry about His mercy. His mercy endures forever. There's nothing inherent in us that makes us good enough to receive the mercy of God. It is a gift of God. His mercy is on you right now while I'm speaking. There's somebody at home right now, the Holy Spirit is showing me that something has happened to you, and it looks like your life is going to be a lot more difficult in the oncoming days, and you have the breath knocked out of you. But the Lord sent me here this morning to tell you it's not going to get more complicated. It's going to get better. Woo! Hey!
And responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Urbana. Wow. Think about it. It is one of the largest student mission conferences in the world, and it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It was when Francis Chan was young, it was still around. Then he's young now, but he thinks he's not. You think everybody. First response is they think I can't tell them the truth because if I tell them the truth, it'll be too hard for them and I'll offend them and they won't listen to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Urbana, if you listen to the content of what they hear, Urbana, they hear the absolute, pure, outright words of God, in a loving, kind way, but just outright. And I had the privilege of being at Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama. Friday, I think it was. And it was a whole gathering that John Kilpatrick Ministries had together right there. Dutch Sheets was there. And he was given a prophetic word, and we'll be having that prophetic word coming on soon. But when he spoke truth and what God was saying, and it's, he always wants to preach an encouraging message, but he tells the truth. He's always told the truth. I could just feel a ripping of the atmosphere. I could feel the heavens ripping open. And open heavens, what you want.
That's right.
And this whole atmosphere, people are like, oh, don't make me feel bad. Don't, you know, it's like, forget all that. I mean, if the truth makes you feel bad, Jesus is the truth. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't love him and don't want to follow him, but the truth should actually, you should rejoice in the truth.
Because now you know.
And I could hear, I could feel the heavens just ripping over us. Mm. And it was only with those words that were tough about, you know, here it goes. And just like, you know, we got to deal with this. You know, it's a prophetic warning about, you know, that we've been doing for quite some time. It's encouraging to know that. When we do speak truth like we do, that just, and he showed us that if you'll continue to do what we do at VFN TV across the Gulf Coast and across the world, that changes atmospheres. And we've seen evidence of the atmosphere changing. And, but I want to challenge you, come be a part of what God's doing. Come be a part. Join us at VFN TV. You know, go to VFNTV.com and contact us. You know, go to VFNKB.org and find out if you want to be, you know, in VFN kingdom business. They asked Jesus, what are you doing? He says, I got to be about my Father's business, the kingdom business. There's something for us to do. It's not just for us to sing to each other and change the carpet color and do an Easter play. We're supposed to do something, and we need to do it quickly. And we're seeing things happen right now in the political arena. And the things the Lord has shown us is so severe. We can't even say it. First of all, people wouldn't even believe it, because we know that, because we said quite a few things that's happened. Like, but this is so severe. I mean, the carpet, the floor is going to be snatched out from under everyone if we don't wake up.
Yeah,
everything that you're standing on is going to be snatched out from under you, and you're going to be stunned and shocked. But if you'll go back for the years that we've been on TV and the years we've been on radio, and you listen, you go to the VFN Torch, you'll see we've said it all along. But these people rocking everybody to sleep and telling them what they want to hear, and you know, giving itch and ear words, it's like, that's not, this is what was said, that God has shown that people are going to stand up and they're going to look at their pastors and say, why have you been lying to us? Why didn't you know about this? And some, they'll be saying, thank God you heard and we have prepared. But they said, we're not going to, you tell us the truth. If you're not going to tell us the truth, we're out of here. We got to know what God's saying. And by the way, if they're lying to you, they don't know. They can't hear from God, because they could hear from God, they would be rebuked for lying. They don't care about you. They're lying to you. But you can find out. Pick up your Bible and everything that we say, and find out for yourself. It's a personal relationship with God. It's not through a priest or a pastor. They're just to lead you to God. And this young generation you just saw at Urbana, they heard a direct message from David Platt. You got to understand David Platt. And Francis Chan. And listen to what Francis Chan said to them. You saw the fruit, what they said. My life's been changed. I found forgiveness. I found salvation. I found purpose. But what did he tell them? I'm just going to be able to share a part of it with you. We'll make the whole thing available to you. But listen to what these young people heard. The largest student missionary gathering in the world. Listen to what Francis shared with them now.
I just want to take a moment and just soak this in. I mean, think about the fact that in this room there are thousands of people who are spending their Christmas break and spending their money trying to figure out how to give their life away. That's an amazing thing. And that's a huge, huge thought. I was back there just trying to remember where I was when I was 18, 19, when I was those early years of college, just trying to figure out, God, where are you sending me? What do you want me to do? And there was so much of me that was afraid of that question. There was so much of me that was afraid of the authority of Jesus Christ. When I think back to my life right now, you know, I'm at this age where I'm almost 50 and I'm looking back and going, gosh, what would I do if I could relive my life? Been asking myself that the last few weeks. What would I do differently if I could go back to where some of you were at? And there's so many things I'm uncertain about, but one thing I'm sure of is like I would have had a greater focus on getting to unreached people. Like somehow, if I could relive my life, I would devote so much more of it to getting this good news, this message, to people who've never heard about Jesus Christ. I just see that throughout the gospel. And honestly, I feel like in some ways, I've spent far too much time speaking to people who've already heard the gospel thousands of times. And just trying to be more creative and hit that same few million people over and over again and trying to get that message to them. And man, I'm praying for you. I'm praying because there's such a pull here to live a comfortable life, to make a name for yourself. And it's so easy to forget about all those people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I got so fired up about this and said, yeah, I can't go back. But what am I going to do with the remainder of my life? And I told my team, I go, you know what? This next year, 2016, don't take any more speaking requests. I want to devote myself the rest of whatever time isn't booked up already. I have to use it to get the gospel to people who've never heard before. I don't want to just entertain Christians. And so when I think of thousands of you that already have this mindset, Urbana was around when I was in college, but I didn't want to go. I was scared. I don't know that I was ready to give up my life. Back then, we didn't really talk about this a whole lot. It was just about praying a prayer and, oh, you get to go to heaven now and we're done. And now just live your life. Try not to have sex until you're married. Then try to have sex, you know, but until you're, you know, that's just all we talked about. Hey, try not to swear, try not to drink, you know, don't get drunk, you know, keep yourself pure. But this whole idea of giving your life completely to God, surrendering to the authority of Jesus Christ, which is the very essence of the gospel, we didn't talk about it back then, at least not where I was. And so it thrills me to see you here. And it's exciting to see that some of you have come here hoping to just give your life up to God and say, God, anywhere, anything, God. How long you want me to live just another 5 years on this earth? That'd be great. You know, is that it? You want me to go somewhere and risk my life and it's just going to be over? That anything, you're so worthy of that.
This is so important. I mean, you think about it. Americans, we think everybody already knows already. And what we're finding out, even Americans don't even know.
Yeah.
They just say they know it all. They say they know everything already. We're going to be held accountable for this. We're going to be held accountable for this. Too much is given, much is expected. A radical jihadist terrorist comes to America to get his inheritance. He gets in a car accident. He's planning on killing us. He finds Jesus instead and falls in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Nobody told him about Jesus. He didn't know about Jesus till he came to kill us. And when he came to kill us and take his inheritance, he got in a car accident. His name's Kamal Saleem. And they led him to the Lord. They showed him Jesus. I mean, think about it. Think about this. We have to tell him. Tell them. We have to tell them. Let's spend the rest of the days that God has given us doing what he said. Becoming a disciple and making disciples, going into all the world. And you can do that by partnering with VFN TV. You can do that by joining us on Emmaus Road. You can do this by abiding. But you got to get busy. It's your life. You'll have to answer for your own life. You'll have to answer for it. I can't answer for your life. Your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your father, your pastor, your preacher, your priest, they're not going to answer for your life. They're going to have to answer for their own life. This is God's mercy and grace coming to you at this one moment saying, you know what? I want it to be better for you at the judgment seat. I want it to be better for you. I want you to shake off this American religion and realize it's just like the red letters say, I got to get busy and become a disciple of Jesus Christ, to know and to follow his teachings.
Hello.
We'll be right back.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
If I interpret accurately the sentiment today among many dedicated parents, they are sick of the filthiness of the popular culture, and most of them resent the effect it's having on the young. What's occurring now in television sitcoms, in rap and R&B lyrics, and in many movies is outrageous. To bring innocent children into the world, fresh from the hand of the Creator, and then to corrupt their young minds and mouths so thoroughly within a single decade is unconscionable. Having taught and counseled public school children in the 60s, when a student could get suspended or sent home for spewing dirty words or making sexual gestures, it is deeply disturbing to me to walk on a campus today and hear kids, not just the troublemakers, but the majority of students, cursing like sailors. We as adults ought to be ashamed of ourselves for letting it happen. We seem not to even hear the references to gross sexuality and bodily functions that used to shock our parents. We have acquiesced to things that embarrassed us in front of our kids because it was too much trouble to explain why we choose to live decent and wholesome lives in our families. We can do better without being prudes or fuddy-duddies. It's called good parental guidance, and it's the least we can do for our kids.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, Jesus made himself of no reputation, and he's the Son of God. We have to be willing to say, you know what? I'll make myself of no reputation. And believe me, there's a lot of people lined up to be able to make sure that you don't have one, but it doesn't really matter much. These are truly the days of Elijah, where the problems are becoming as flesh. And I just want to pray for you right now. I just want to say, Lord, I pray for each and every one that's listening and watching, Father God, that they would be encouraged in these days, the days of Elijah, that the problems are becoming as flesh. But you are the light. You shine upon us. Your glory, the hope of all, is Christ in us, the hope of glory, Father God, that the children of light would arise in this day. And kings are going to come to your light in Jesus' name. Let's let these Marines just encourage us as they declare that these truly are the days of Elijah and our Lord is soon to return.
Of famine and darkness and sorrow, still
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.